every year we apply to the department for funding for coastal and island communities. This funding especially for Hunya and Helen Fagaltat, very geared in terms of our infrastructure. Need that be to look to get funding to carry out studies to so we can carry out much needed infrastructure on our piers and our harbours, say a crane for Hunya Kincastle or roads on our smaller islands or Arranmore, Gatari. And here we are now, nearly in the foot of July. The days are getting shorter. We've less time to carry out this work once the money, if it's announced. And I've been calling for this funding to be announced way, way, way before this time of year. If the funding was announced around March, April, the staff that we have and who do fantastic work could carry out them works, because I've seen in the past where the money wasn't being able to be spent need that because of bad weather or the tides didn't suit and the funding ended up going back, and that's not acceptable. Any wee bit of crumbs that the government do give us anyway, we should be holding on and holding on tight to it. But the very fact that the government is announcing so late in the year, it leaves me quite concerned. If you talk to anybody in the island community or the coastal community who badly need the infrastructure built, they would say to you that the funding, if it comes, it's coming too late. Now, there's no doubt about it. There has been funding over the years, but not nowhere near the amount of funding that we need. So we need funding for instance, Gola, I guess, Inish Vicadorin or Inish Fria or Uaya or any of the islands in Inish Bofin that we are working on, but we need the funding announced far, far, far earlier. And the other thing that we badly need is, and we've been consistently asking the department for, is an engineer, to fund an engineer so we can carry out other works, bigger major projects like we see on the Western Corridor, like in Ashir, and fair play to the people in Ashir who have got the tens and millions. But we could get this funding if the department was to grant us the funding for an engineer, and also if we ourselves as a council have employed enough people. For example, there's a mountain of work that needs doing. Granted, quite a lot of work has been done in Al-Jaharan, and I welcome the work that has been done, but there's far more in terms of the top slip. There's a seawall that's badly needed. There's pontoons needed. There's so much work that is needed right across from Al-Jaharan to Maharoti to Port Nabla to other places right down to Port Nua.
And how much funding is usually expected from this investment round from the government?
Well, this year we applied for 1.3 million, to be honest, which I genuinely believe if we had the staff in place, we could be applying for far more money than that there. And then what we need to say, for example, Kay Rani and Naran Moore, which have been waiting and been neglected for many, many years, that pier there needs an extension this year. I'm hoping and fingers crossed, because I was able to get it top of the list. But now it will be come down to the department and the minister will they grant it or not. But Kirani needs to be developed, and that hasn't happened over many years, and it's not acceptable that it hasn't. The other thing is, I've been requesting a meeting internally as well with the council to look at the possibility of developing possibly two new piers in Arranmore and Al-Jaharan to service the Red and the Blue Ferry and other services, which I think would be very much welcomed.
And you touched on just a bit before, so the major consequence of not releasing this funding now is an issue of planning, because you can't make your plans now and to carry out the work later this year.
Yeah, so the sooner that our staff have been told how much we can, I can't spend, the sooner that they can get on with their work. They're very dedicated. Our marine section is extremely dedicated and passionate about the work that they do. And what we need is that we need this funding delivered way, way, way before the summer. Here we are nearly in the foot of July. The days obviously are getting shorter, and the sooner we are told how much there is, the sooner that we can get to go to work.